Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
Right.
you, maybe we should've waited. How could you ever doubt me? When I stood by you proudly, I would've gave my last breath. Now you can't breathe without me.
WHAC, TM Island Radio Live. Special guest hanging out tonight, performers for Center Stage Live, going down at the Tampa Improv this Tuesday, October 25th. It's Christina Shuntz.
Hello.
Broadway tune, as well as Octavius Grooms. What's up, Christina? Thanks for checking in on Monday. You're the star tonight. So what's going on?
Well, you know what? I just came back from being a mom. My son is 17, and he is a senior at Clearwater High School. Go Clearwater.
Nice.
Although the football team, not so much. But he's in the marching band, so... we just got back from that, so I was yelling, hooting, and hollering and everything. So, but anyway, I'm so happy to be doing this. I can't even tell you because my home is in Colorado. That's where I'm from, so I'm pretty new to this area.
Nice. Well, yeah. Let me ask you, did we win the football game tonight?
The football game was, he goes to Clearwater High School, so it was Clearwater High School against Countryside. We live in Clearwater.
Who won?
Well, let me put it this way. It was 28-0 Countryside. So, you know, I know. We were getting, huh?
I said, good gracious.
I know. But everybody I swear everybody goes, though, not everybody, but a lot of people, honestly, they go to hear the marching band for the halftime show because the Clearwater High School marching band is pretty well known in the state. So they put on a really good halftime show. So that's a lot of fun. So, you know, they get a lot of people out there to support the band, which is always a good thing. Got to support the arts, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
We may need some of the band members to join the football team.
You cut that out right now. Hey, before we go on these first, let's bring on the other angel. Dee, if I can get her mic open. Okay, she's up here. What's up, Dee?
All the way live from Chesapeake, VA, Domare. Welcome to the show. Maybe not.
Well, I was saying, well, my introduction wasn't good enough. Say hi to mine. She has to be on mute. She has to be.
Okay.
All right. Oh, Lord. My bad.
Welcome to the show. Do we have Toy on?
No, Toy is not here. Toy is not here yet. Oh, yes, hold on. Yes, she is. Wait a minute. Toya?
Now, good evening. How art thou?
Welcome to the show, all the way live from Newark, Delaware. Toya, welcome to the show. We have Christina Shantz on tonight, who's performing live at the Tampa Improv, as well as Octavius Grooms, who will be joining us later. So Christina was making us aware that she was doing the mom to-dos tonight out at a high school football, supporting her son who's in the marching band. But Christina, you say you're new to the Tampa Bay area. How long have you been in the area?
5 years, you know, which is fairly new because I'm from Boulder, Colorado. That's where if you guys know the CU bus, probably about 30 minutes outside of Denver. And that's where I met Robert Johns. As you know, we work for the same company, so that's how I was turned on to this. So my husband's company in Boulder, Colorado, transferred him, so we came out here, you know, because of his job. So it's been kind of tough in the sense that, you know, I come from a very tight-knit family, and so I have no family here. So, but I've made some, you know, really wonderful friends, and my, you know, my son, you know, created a life, you know, for himself here with his high school, and, you know, he's involved in cross country and baseball, and he's just a social butterfly, so he fits in wherever he goes. So, you know, so I, you know, have a lot of blessings here. You know, it's like a 180, you know. I mean, everybody's probably sitting there feeling like they're freezing outside with this weather, but this would be like a warm front to me, you know, being from Colorado.
Right. No, it's beautiful weather for me. I transitioned here from Virginia, and
okay,
this,
so you know,
it's like the fall. This is the best of the fall weather in Virginia right now, so I'm loving the fact that I can put on a sweater where everyone else is miserable right now here in Florida.
I know. Well, I think it's great weather, and I love to be able to pull out some of my winter stuff that I, you know, don't get to wear down here too often, to say the least. So. But,
well, I'm excited to have you a part of this show, Christina, because you are bringing a different sound, I think a completely different style to the show altogether. You are singing a Broadway tune. How long have you been singing? Even though you say you're doing this for fun, I get that you have a passion. I really do.
I sing professionally. I mean, I'm going to be dating myself here. If I go back, but let's just say it's been some years where I used to perform professionally in Denver, and I did the club scene and the cabaret clubs, and you know, did the little one acts and things like that, and you know, was in a band, you know, for a while. But really, you know, my genre of music is Broadway and oldies and standards and things like that. So it's not as mainstream. There's definitely a niche, and there's definitely an audience out there. But, you know, some of the songs that I may sing, unless you're into that, you know, you may not know. Although I think the song that I'll be singing Tuesday, I think everybody's going to know what that is.
You had me waving my hand in the air during the audition. So I absolutely know the song.
Wait, I'm talking to the same guy. You were there?
Absolutely. You're talking to the same guy.
Wait, is this Tim? Is this Tim Hyman?
This is Tim Hyman.
Okay, so you're Bobby's partner.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God. Hi. You know, I did not know that. I am so sorry. You know what? I even said something about, I'm like, that's Tim. That's Bobby's partner. Okay, well, then you heard me. All right, well, there we go. You guys think I'm crazy. I am so sorry.
Don't apologize. It's okay.
You are here,
and the main thing is that you're in the show, and that's
you
the
were waving
line.
Your hands, huh?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the thing I thought was interesting, and I'll share this, and then we'll take a break and come back.
Okay.
The show, Christina showed up at an audition where there were about maybe five or six other acts who were at the meeting that day. And Christina, you correct me if I'm wrong, there were about two or three rappers, a singer, and, you know, Christina was into it, watching the folks rap. And I thought, you know, she was going to be a little nervous after coming up after the rappers and the poet. It was a poet. And some rap. So Christina started, and one, she was like, my throat is hurting. So I was like, okay, here we go. I don't know what's about to happen. But she starts to sing, and she sounds like a bird singing, and it was a sweet melody, and I thought she wanted to cut it. So I was going to cut it. She was like, no, stop. Keep it going.
I was like, that was the best part, you know, the end. So the show must go on, as they say. But yeah, I thought the poet, I thought that was really interesting. You want to talk about passionate. Well, that's what's so great about the show, is there is a variety, and I'm glad that you welcomed me to do this, because, you know, I think sometimes we, you know, get really caught up into the mainstream, and, you know, everybody, if you watch X Factor and American Idol and all of that, they talk about being current and being relevant, and sometimes you'll question yourself, like, well, you know, I could maybe have a nice voice, but they don't get into that kind of genre of music. But you got to let that go and sing where your voice is, and your passion, more importantly, lies. So that kind
we
of music.
We like music on this program, not just hip-hop music or R&B
yeah.
music or gospel music. We
right.
like music, and you are relevant, and we are so happy to have you bringing your talent to the program. Folks, you're tuned to TM Hyman Radio Live. It is October 21st, Friday, TGIF, hanging out with our special guest, Christina Schultz, and Octavius Groom's up next. You got to check out the show, Center Stage Live, Return to the Improv. Yo, these artists are competing for a $1,000 top prize. It's $1,000 actually in cash and prizes. Second place, it is $300. Third place, $150. Christina, excuse me. I don't want to create a new name. It's not Christine. It's Christina Schultz. Hanging out with us tonight. We'll be right back. We'll be right back inside the cipher.
Yeah!
Woo!
Oh, yeah.
Hyman Radio Live. Thanks for joining us this Friday evening. It's about 10:20 here on the East Coast. You're rocking with us. We have a few guests, well, a guest, I should say, online who will be performing in. Why are you laughing at me?
I'm laughing. I'm sitting in my living room.
Are you laughing at me?
No. I'm
Thanks
just
for joining
enjoying.
Us this evening.
What you guys doing?
Oh, well, I'm webcamming myself right now.
Oh, really?
Oh, what's this, Girl 6, make money on the side? I don't understand. Webcamming
hey.
What?
Yeah, really.
Hey. I'm running the board. That's all I can say. Okay. I'm attracting listeners. That's all I'll say about that.
Oh, my.
I am attracting listeners. No, I'm just playing. I have on clothes. I'm just it's almost like live streaming, except for I don't have it on the web showing right now. It will be something that will be added later.
Christina, yeah. What can we expect to see Center Stage Live on Tuesday?
You're going to see something that's got some glam to it, kind of that 1940s look, you know, a lot of glam, elegance, kind of style, you know, from how I used to perform, you know, a lot of Broadway show tunes, you know, things like that and standards, you know, which was my background. So I'm, you know, I'm so excited to look at it. And like you said, I mean, yes, I'm doing this for fun, but the more and more I do it, and up until a month or so ago, know how, you know, you're performing and you have your passion, and I used to be a music theater major in college, and then real life sets in, you get married and start your family and get into the business world. So I've gone, you know, had gone years without performing, and then getting back into it and, you know, working the vocal cords and all of that has just opened up some doors. Actually, I've got some potential doors right here in Clearwater with a couple of restaurants. So, you know, this has ignited a passion that's always been there for me, but you guys have ignited it for me, and I really, really do appreciate that more than you know, because it's amazing when you have something that you're so whatever it is that you're passionate about in life, and it brings you such joy. Whether you're singing yourself or listening to somebody else or whatever the case may be, it just reminded me of how much I missed doing my art.
Right, right. How important do you think the arts are in public schools?
Oh, you know what? Thanks so much for asking that, seeing as though I'm a band booster and my son is a senior this year. So this is his last year of high school, and he's been in band since middle school. And funding arts, as you know, is like the first to go. And, you know, I can't tell
exactly.
you how many. What's that?
No, exactly. It's the first to go. I don't understand.
It's the first to go. I don't understand it either because, you know, I still think the sports kind of takes a leg up on the arts as far as funding and things like that. But, you know, that's why they have band boosters, and we do so many fundraisers, because if it wasn't for us band parents and boosters doing fundraisers, there would be no art program, because the school gives you an allotted budget, and believe me, it's not. And if you've ever seen marching bands, which I'm sure you have, that is like a sport. It is grueling. I'm amazed at these kids, you know, that they can learn 5 songs, go out onto the field and move their bodies and turn and go sideways while playing their music.
Exactly.
I mean, that is, yeah, it's intense. It is. And so anybody that says that that's, you know, not a, you know, that that's an easy thing to do, believe me, it is not. And the work that these kids put into it. So, you know, I'm a firm believer in supporting the arts, always have. So, you know, it's hard as, you know, with budget cuts particularly, that's usually what's looked at. So, you know, that's a difficult thing. So I'm just glad that they still have it going. I'm still glad, you know, but it's just the parents really have to do everything they can, you know, to keep it going. So we do.
Yeah, because if parents stood behind, in colleges, stood behind the arts, you know, a lot of the programs wouldn't be cut. If people stood behind, you know, the
mm-hmm.
arts, like they sports, it will be handled totally different, you know.
Well, Yeah, think about all the kids that are. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just saying the masses is what chooses that, I think, anyway, because it's an all-boys club when it comes to, you know, like what's popular. Because if all the boys like it, then it's, you know. I mean, look, video gaming is now considered almost, well, it has a ranking of a sort of sport because they have tournaments and so forth.
Oh, wow.
You know,
I didn't know that.
So like this, women, what women, you know, what do we get together to do? Like, really?
Gossip.
Just sit and
that's
gas. Oh, did
that's,
I hear gossip? I'm gonna be doing that tomorrow at the Cheesecake Factory. That's a little plug for the Cheesecake Factory at the International Plaza. Me and my girl, my BFF
hey, that's,
Cheryl.
That's yeah.
The
that's
Cheesecake Factory is awesome, huh?
That's a sport for a lot of women.
Well, I wouldn't exactly call it that, but I get your point. I mean, yeah, I mean, you know, I'm gonna leave that alone. I think I'm just gonna be quiet now.
And you know what? And I digress myself on that note, Christina. Hey, Christina, before we go any further, because I've done it to everybody else all week long.
Oh, I'm ready, baby.
I have got. Look, I know they talked about it at work.
Yes.
I know they had to talk about it at work, but everyone rose to the occasion this week. The platform is yours if you want to share just a little bit what we can expect on
Tuesday. I'll sing a couple of verses of a song that I really enjoy, and you guys are gonna have to tell me if I won't sing the whole thing, but tell me, you know, if you recognize it when I'm done. But give me just a second here.
Everybody talked about it.
Huh?
Take your time. You go for it because I want to ask you another question. We're going to listen to you, take a break, and then we come back. And I got
another question.
Okay. All
right. Give me just a second. I just wanted to say, yes, we were all laughing about it, and I went up to Sierra yesterday, and I said, bless your heart. I said, bless your heart. I said, I'm so glad I listened so I can be prepared because it was so funny. It was like, I was like, thank God. I said, I'm so glad I listened because now, you know, I know. And I told Bobby that, and I said, I know it's going to sound muffled, but I said, whatever, it is what it is. You'll get the true purity come Tuesday night. So I'll give it my best shot. But this is just a couple of verses from a song called Someone to Watch Over Me, okay? I got my mic, too, so I don't know if that's going to create any reverb or anything like that. So hold on one second.
Do a test before you try it.
What's that?
I said just do a test before you try to sing on it.
Yeah. There's somebody I'm longing to see. I hope that he turns out to be someone to watch over me. I'm a little lamb who's lost in the woods. I know I could always be good to one who watched over me. Hello?
Wow, that wasn't muffled at all. That wasn't muffled at all. And I am mad at you for breaking a mic out on us, girl. That's what I'm talking about.
I'm like, well, I wonder if it sounds better. Does that sound okay?
Hey, that sounded fine.
Yeah.
Christina Shantz hanging out with us, TM Hama Radio Live. We'll be right back. Christina Shantz. Give it up, everybody. That was really nice. We'll be back, Christina. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Nothing to worry about.
Okay, look, Ma, I can't change what I are. I let her drop the roof on the Maserati with two girls in the coupe that love the menage. Laid up, Ritz-Carlton, getting massage. I let her hit the street in that chromed out car. Hit the nightclub post at that bar. Smoke in the air till I float on Mars. Hit an endless highway, coast to the barge. If you a rider, let's float to Mars. And I'ma bring you closer to the stars. But baby girl, Yeah, you know I love the street life. I probably hug in the corner under the street light. I probably in the club doing what he like. And he like to be free. And he like beautiful women around he. Women in South Beach, the women in Cali. Come on. I do what I love, this is natural. Let's think rational. Should I fight my desires until I'm up in the casket, yo? Well, if you're asking, no, that's why I'm in the party. Can't see I'm high through the Cardi. I love the night life, the bright lights, brown skin, waist trim, she my night wife, yeah. Okay, and maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I should be living how they telling me, baby. But why they don't pay me? I'm cakey, they think they living the fast life until they race me, yeah. In the city so electric. I can't fight the connection. Let me put it in perspective. Come on. It's the closest feeling to heaven. It's real. Baby, I was born to shine. It's only natural to live my life. Live my life. Yeah, okay. Baby, I was born to glide. Baby, I was born to fly. It's only natural to live my life. Live my life. Now let's live.
Over me. That's just a classic standard that was done, if I'm not mistaken. Oh gosh, that's an old one. It could have been, I think, like late 30s, 40s. It's just a standard, like a classic. So, you know, it wasn't from Cinderella, but some people know it. I mean, like I say, it's it depends, you know, if you're into that. Does it sound familiar?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, but when you were singing
from
it,
Cinderella. Yeah,
it was like it was one of those Disney movies that they sung the song in. But it was one of the princesses. I can't remember exactly.
I don't know. It's possible. I don't know. Now you're gonna make me curious, and I'm gonna have to Google it.
Well, I'll say this: it was a really sweet melody. And I think you did justice. So if that's an idea of what we can expect, we're really, really, really looking forward to that. I have a question for you. On this program, this
yes,
is
sir.
Be Real Radio, Real Talk. Tonight, actually, we normally recap the week in news and entertainment. So politics is something that we're really, really focused on right now. So I'm going to ask, and if you don't want to answer, I understand. Democrat, Republican, or are you down with that damn Tea Party? Be honest.
Oh, boy.
I'm
going to say I'm a bipartisan.
I'm a bipartisan.
Okay.
Well,
I was
hoping the Tea Party so that we could really talk to somebody who's really a part of the Tea Party. Not that I thought that you were, but bipartisan. With that being said, how do you feel about the political landscape right now? Is this like a mess or what?
Gosh, isn't it, though? I think we were all so excited a few years back when Obama got in. We were so hopeful, right? Completely an Obama supporter. And, you know, he was left with a lot to clean up. And obviously it continues. I think the biggest thing... you know, all we hear about is the jobs and his, you know, the plan for the jobs that, what was that he was trying to get passed? You know, the job bill.
The jobs bill. Yep, the jobs bill.
Yeah, the jobs bill when he was on about a month ago. And, you know, obviously that's the biggest thing. I mean, so as far as the political landscape, I just don't see a light yet, or, you know, I mean, I have to stay hopeful, especially being a parent for my son. By the way, my son's going to be going into the Coast Guard or the Navy,
nice.
So he will be in the forces, you know. So I think about that, and so that's a really big deal. But, you know, I just think from the standpoint of, you know, where we're at and where we're headed, I mean, this economy, it's just it's insane. It's just
insane.
It's ridiculous. And I don't know how some people live on the wages. You know, in Colorado, the wages are much higher, but the cost of living is much higher. So it's all relative. But it's like, man, I mean, there's no one parent working. You know, it takes everybody.
Absolutely.
So,
as a working parent today, what is most concerning? I know the economy. But, you know, it's a lot of issues right now. There's the environment, there's the economy, there's education, there's defense, there's jobs. What's most troubling for you as a parent in 2011?
Education. And getting a good education and getting good teachers. And, you know, because I'm involved in the school and, it's just some of the things that go on, you know. I mean, there's a, you know, the FCATs and all the controversy around the FCATs and tying teacher salary to FCAT scores and things like that. And but having a son that's about ready to graduate and go on to the real world, and you know, really hope that, you know, I did as best I could, you know, as a parent, and his father did the best he could, and that we've given him the skills, but. You know, you just see a lot, I think, still lacking in education, and that all then goes back to the funding, you know, with teachers hardly get paid anything. And, you know, you want to talk about someone that puts their heart and soul and passion into something, trying to teach kids, and that is not an easy thing to do at all. So I think probably for where I'm at right now, having a son about to graduate, I think about the education and, you know, it's just different than back in my day. Yeah, I know we talk about the economy a lot and things like that, you know, but, you know, we could go off on the whole drugs thing. And I think if you're familiar with Pinellas County, you know, drugs, that's really a concern. You know, that's all around, and the things that kids go through and the challenges they face and, you know, and so that's a big deal, and trying to keep that under control and things like that. So, you know, my hope, obviously, like everybody, is that things get better for our future. I really do believe that. Can I ask how you feel on some of the issues that are concerning you as well?
I think we actually, it's interesting you said education, because we've asked a few people that this week. That hands down is number one for me. I think if we can fix education, and if we can just equalize education, and when I say equalize, what I mean, if we can just level out the playing field in the area of education, it shouldn't matter if your mom or dad works for IBM or whether they work for Burger King, right?
Right.
It shouldn't matter, you know, if you're white or if you're black, if you're Indian or if you're Hispanic. Education should be the same across the board. And we know that's not the case, unfortunately, in America. So for me, equalizing, balancing out the playing field in the area of education is most important for me. We're going to pause right here for a minute, folks, and remind you to rock the vote. This coming election, the presidential election of 2012, is of utmost importance. You cannot sit at home and spectate and have an opinion.
Right.
For spectators,
right.
Really, you know, don't even exist in this coming election. Education is important. We'll be right back with Christina Shantz hanging out with us on the Radio Live. Back,
all
everybody.
Right. All right.
Yeah.
Muhammad Radio Live. Welcome back to the show, everybody. 10:45 in the city, coming to you live out of Tampa, Florida, with special guest Christina Shantz hanging out with us. Christina, thank you for taking your Friday night racing from the football game to hang out with us. We appreciate you. Is Christina's mic open?
Can you hear me?
We can hear you now. Thank you. Again, thanks for hanging out with us. Thanks for taking your Friday racing from the game to hang out. How can we follow you? Do you have Facebook, Twitter, website?
Oh, I was telling Bobby that no, not at this time. I mean, as soon as I think I had mentioned earlier about some doors opening my way. As soon as that happens, then I'll do that. There's a couple of restaurants, Portofino's and New York and Clearwater, that have, I think, a place for me. So I'm just starting that process as far as seeing about doing some sets there, you know, doing a couple of gigs, you know, a couple of weekends here and there and things like that just to get started and so on.
That's
so,
great. That sounds great. Well, we're going to follow you. I am excited that we've been able to reignite a fire. You've been to Hack Media Studios, so you see it's the real deal. And whenever you're ready to some work,
let me say this, Mr. Hyman. Let me say this. First and foremost, it's the passion that fuels and the fun of being able to get on that stage again. But I get that this is a competition. It's like, you know,
absolutely.
so make no mistake about that. I know I need to bring my A game. So I know what I need to do, you know, to bring it to the table. So, you know,
when you mentioned that you were taking it back to the 40s, it's clear to me that you know what it takes to bring the pain.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to the show. And, you know, just congratulations to you for getting back on track with the passion. For I believe that true success and true happiness is totally aligned with our passions.
Absolutely. I could not have said it better.
Thank you very much for hanging out with us. You can come back anytime. You are officially a friend of the show.
Thank you so much.
We want to know what's happening with Christine Shantz even after Center Stage Live. So thank you very much for hanging out with us.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me on the air, and I look forward to seeing you soon in the next couple of days.
Absolutely. Christina Shantz, she's performing Center Stage Live Tuesday, October 25th. Center Stage Live at the Tampa Improv. Don't miss it, 8 p.m. if you're in the Tampa Bay area. We'll be right back, and we got CeeLo who's going to drop something on us. We'll be back after this, everybody. You're in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live, the Friday night cycle.
Oh,
Muhammad Radio Live, baby. Rewind. CeeLo,
yeah,
Toya, Domare, T.M. Muhammad. It's the Friday Night Cypher. Hey, we haven't heard from CeeLo in quite some time. So she going to spit something before we get up out of here. But special thanks to Christina Shantz for hanging out with us tonight. Octavius Grooms was supposed to hang out, musician. Again, Octavius, Christina, Bezel, Talisha, Hogan, Bird, Bizzle, Sierra, Gainey, Robert Rennie, and many, many more. You can check him out on Tuesday, October 25th at the Tampa Improv. Tennessee's Live returns. You don't want to miss it. Hey, $10 early bird tickets available right now. Pick them up, pick them up. 757-714-4006. 757-714-4006. Again, special thanks. Christina Schultz hanging out tonight. She's cool, right? She was a cool person.
Yeah. And that song was familiar. I wasn't trying to be funny when I asked her, was it a Disney song? I really do remember hearing that.
No,
like,
she sounded like she was really going to go and research it. Maybe it was, you know. Maybe she just doesn't know.
I do know. It's written by Gershwin. However, and she's right. It did come out, you know, it was like the 30s or whatever. And Ella Fitzgerald sung the song. And there's been a lot of renditions of it since. But I don't remember which cartoon it was on. But I know it was on a cartoon. Or maybe I wanted it to be a cartoon. I'm not really sure. But I know I've heard that song before. How about that?
Maybe you just wanted it to be on a cartoon. I don't know. Ladies and gentlemen, CeeLo, all the way live from Shark.
Why do you do this to me? All right, have one that I'm going to share. Not brand new, but I'm going to share it anyway. Short and sweet. Okay, so it's called Stress. Okay? All right. Last, the stress, the uncalled for duress, the anticipation of my heart bursting out of my chest. Let's take a breath, step back from the situation. Don't let your blood boil. Avoid the confrontation. You can only make me upset by denying manipulation. Clear your thoughts and blaze the trees. Inhale the earth's essence. I took an intermission to voice my opinion, so I'll end this peace and blessings.
With peace and blessings. CeeLo, live out of Charlotte. Hey, I'm coming to you live out of Tampa. It's been real. We're only on for an hour. 5 minutes left in the show. Angels, take us home.
Okay, look, quick entertainment and national news tidbit. Too Short, he's being sued by this woman, in San Francisco. She went to a concert, to one of his concerts in March. She said he grabbed her breast and was speaking vulgarities at her. And but she went and pressed charges 4 days later, right after the incident. The police, they denied pressing charges. They wouldn't press charges. And Too Short's lawyer is not commenting on it. But yeah. According to the San Francisco Gate, the police declined to press charges on this lady's claim. So I don't know what's going on. Isn't he too old? He grabbing people's breasts? I don't know. What if you do it well, though? What?
Hey.
Be a blessing.
Be a blessing.
Yeah, but ain't he too old for that? We got
too old to be a blessing.
What the hell? That don't really have anything to do with it. You know what?
What was that, Dee Dee? Right now, what was that? What do you mean?
Hey, I took it as it's time to go.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, Coop.
Coop, what's cracking?
Hey, what's going on, y'all?
What's going on, brother?
Hey, man, what's so funny? I missed it tonight, man.
Hey, Didi cutting Toya off, talking about be a blessing while she talking about Too Short grabbing some breasts.
Oh, yeah, I heard. If I was Too Short, I'd grab breasts, too. Be a blessing. Be a blessing.
All I do is Yeah, look, I'm so hot on my game coder, so don't bother. If anything, little nigga, I can be your father. If you talking checks, at least two commas. While you chasing them hoes, I be chasing the money. You can take it from me, but you ain't gon' never take my money. I go after dough, headache, nose runny. All I do is you can't go wrong when your money long like a football field. No delusions at all. If you broke money short, you'll probably change the song. All I do is while you chasing hoes, I'm after dough, and I go get it 7 days in a row. If you sitting there broke, what the fuck you waiting for? Cause all I do is chilling on your ass, bitch, your cash won't last, and everything your hands will be in the past. All I know is the green, they call me an outcast. All I do is look, I get it. Since a young nigga, I had it in my face. If I had it in my way, I had a better day. I'm the champ, I need Mayweather pay. I used to ball hard, me and Spalding get along. Air Jordan fly, fuck what you bitches on. Stacking dough, I can invest and make a loan. All I do is what you talking about? I'm on a paper route, like a mailman, never see me in a drought. Getting money, nigga, that's what it's about. Yeah, it's like I live for it. What else I need? Just cause of you, I do as I please. Just cause of you, she getting on her knees. All I do is
while you chasing hoes, I'm after dough, and I go get it 7 days in a row. If you sitting there broke, what the fuck you waiting for? Cause all I do is chilling on your ass, bitch, your cash won't last, and everything you have will be in the past. All I know is the green, they call me an outcast. All I do is
see my money grow, fucking ridiculous. I ain't King James, but I got witnesses.